And welcome back to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Randall White, in today for Vicky Gonzalez, who is on assignment. Sacramento's Aftershock Music Festival really continues to grow. There was a blip, of course, during the pandemic, but it extended to 4 days starting last year and kicks off this year on Thursday at Discovery Park. According to Visit Sacramento, the rock music festival generates millions of dollars for the local economy, injecting a boost as concertgoers, of course, descend on the capital, the state capital. Tim McCord, the guitarist for Evanescence and a proud Sacramentan, I assume he's a proud Sacramentan. We all are, right? Joins us now to discuss his journey as a Sacramento musician and the upcoming Aftershock performance. Thanks for joining us today, Tim.
Hey, thank you, Randall. How are you?
Good. Did I get that right? You're a proud Sacramentan?
Oh, big time. Yeah, I love it. I love Sacramento, NorCal, everything about it, really.
Yeah, that's great. So you're from here. Tell us about your musical journey growing up here. And, you know, I assume you performed at a lot of the local venues, perhaps Colonial Cafe?
Never Colonial Cafe, but starting from the mid-90s to the mid to late 2000s, pretty much every venue you can think of. You know, back in the 90s, there was the old Cattle Club that became Bojangles, the Crest Theater, the Boardwalk. There was a pool hall in Old Sac called Scratch 8 for a while that used to host a lot of local shows, so did a lot of shows there. And really, whatever venues were available back in the day.
Yeah.
I've played Capitol Garage was another big one.
Oh, right. Yeah. I believe Bojangles was just right around the corner here from us at Sac State. Wasn't it right off of Folsom down here?
Yeah. Folsom Boulevard, sort of like kind of tucked in under the underpass a little bit, kind of wave everything.
Right. So you recently switched which instrument you play in the band, Evanescence, going from playing bass to being lead guitar. So tell us a little bit about that change.
Well, I grew up, I started out as a guitar player, so it kind of wasn't a huge change for me. It wasn't like I had to learn a new instrument or whatever. I know, like, I started playing when I was maybe 16, playing guitar, and then played in a handful of local bands throughout the years. And then, I don't know, maybe I think I was about 25 or 26 where I got a random phone call from Evanescence manager saying, "Hey, is this Tim?" "Yes, it is." "Well, how would you like to play bass for Evanescence?" And I thought it was a joke.
Right.
I had never met anybody in the band. I had never seen them live before. I didn't know really anything about the band other than they were a massive, very popular rock band, and kind of at the height of the very first album that was a smashing success. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, well, that's interesting. Why me and why bass? Because at the time I was a guitar player, and he let me know at the time that I got a recommendation to him by a booking agent when I did one show in LA in a band I was briefly in called Quitter, where I was the bass player. But a booking agent was there in the audience that decided, hey, that guy's pretty good, and remembered me for a recommendation later on when Evanescence was looking for a bass player. So I got the phone call for that. I flew down to LA to do sort of an audition, which was just me sitting in a room with the band and talking to them like we're sitting here talking now.
Right.
And I just sort of hung out with them for about 20 minutes and just, talked to them like I would talk to anybody. And I got the job to become their bass player.
How wild is that, Tim? So it was somewhat of a one-off, that you're doing this performance as a bass player, influential person sees you, and it changes everything for you over the last decade or more.
Oh, totally random, totally random. Never in a million years would I have thought that something like that happened to me, but it did. And 17 years later, I'm still here. I was always a guitar player before, but I put the guitar away to play bass for this band. And, 16, almost 17 years later, we lost one of our guitar players, and we had a mutual friend named Emma, who is now our bass player, who also does background vocals. And we were deciding like who can fill in and take over the role of backup singer. And we thought of her.
Uh-huh. Emma Anzai with the band Sick
right.
Puppies. Uh-huh.
Yes. But she's a bass player. And so what was the only logical option was to move me over to play guitar, and mm-hmm. she can play bass. And so that's what we've been doing for the last 6 months now or so.
And just before that transition, the band dropped an album titled The Bitter Truth. So you did not play lead guitar on the recording of that album, or you did?
I didn't play any guitar on The Bitter Truth. I played all the bass, though.
Uh-huh.
I played some guitar on our album that was released in 2011, though.
Yeah.
Just not go around. Yeah.
So people that are going to the festival on Thursday to see you, might they hear a different interpretation of songs from the album where you're now, the lead guitarist?
Yes, yes. I mean, we play the music true to the albums usually, mm-hmm. but live performance, live rock and roll is a different thing. It's live. You know, you get caught up in the moment. You throw things in that aren't there.
It's the whole reason to go to a concert, right?
I play with a slightly different feel than what's on the record. And Troy, the other guitar player, I'm sorry, the other guitarist, and I, we have a few moments where we set aside to like, okay, right here we're going to do something really cool. That's uh-huh. And not planned out or all of that. So it's definitely a different feel, not only with me playing guitar as well, but with Emma playing bass, because she's not playing everything exactly the way that I did. So the live show versus the album, in my opinion, is really, really interesting. The band sounds very strong. The stage show is very strong. I feel like it's a very good representation of what the band is now.
Well, Amy Lee just has that signature voice that, once you hear it, you never forget it. And I'm wondering, Amy has now been with the band longer than anyone else. You are now second in line for that title.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm the band member that has been around the longest.
Wow, that's impressive. For guitar nerds out there, what are you now playing as the lead guitarist?
Well, I'm playing mostly ESP guitars. I have a representative named Tony Rouser, who's a great guy. I mean, when we made this decision to change the band lineup and put me on guitar, I had to scramble. I had, I think, maybe 2 weeks to find a bunch of gear and have it shipped to Europe to meet me when that's where the first tour kicked off, pardon me, with me on guitar. So I got in touch with Tony and what can you do? And I got set up with, I think, 10 ESP guitars. Hmm. And I also have 5 or 6 Gibson guitars just from the past that I also use. So out there, I think I'm using 15 different guitars for our show or for our set lists. And for an amplifier, I've gone digital. Uh-huh. I use the quintessential Marshall stacks and all that, but right now I'm using a device called a Neural DSP Quad Cortex, which is a digital amp simulator, but the tone is huge and massive and heavy, and the whole thing is about this big.
And so he's showing me right now, it's like what, like maybe a foot wide by 6 inches tall or something.
Smaller than a shoebox.
Yeah, and like a shoebox, yeah.
It's only a few pounds, mm-hmm. and sounds incredible, sounds amazing. The folks that are lucky enough to come out to the show on Thursday night will get a taste of that.
And there were some people listening that knew what you were talking about there. that were able to zero in on that, I'm certain. Hey, your Evanescence is planning a national tour that kicks off in the spring, right? The spring of 2023?
Yeah. I got the news for that a couple weeks ago. We're taking off and I think it's almost 7 weeks supporting the band Muse, which is which is one of my wife and mine, our favorite bands.
Oh, cool.
She walked down the aisle to a Muse song at our wedding.
So, right.
Having that happen, going out and playing with those guys for, a couple of months is really exciting. Going to be great.
Well, Tim, speaking of favorite bands, there's a really impressive lineup for Aftershock this year. Are there any performances that you're excited to catch?
There are so many bands and so many friends over those 4 days. I mean, I could sit here and list every band that I think is great that I want to see. We'd be here for a long time, but on our day on Thursday, there's Slipknot. We're buddies with them. I'll be watching them. They're always really fun to see.
And you two are the headliners, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On the main stage, we're the last two acts to go on, I think, anyway. Mm-hmm. And there's sort of this grunge revival band called Super Bloom from New York, who's going on earlier in the day, and they put out easily my favorite record of last year. It just sounds straight like it's from 1993. It sounds like this grunge rock, that a sound that the world hasn't heard for quite a while. So uh-huh. It was kind of refreshing, nostalgic to hear a band playing that kind of music.
Hey Tim, just briefly, in about a minute or less, this event, it keeps growing, and it's going to bring an estimated $30 million into the city and the region. What are your thoughts on rock music being the driving force behind such an economic boost? When I was a kid, it was the jazz festival here in Sacramento. Now it's rock music that's making all the headlines.
Yeah, I remember the jazz festival. That was all pretty fun. Rock music sort of took a nosedive over the last decade or so, and I'm really, really glad that it's on the uptick now. Aftershock Festival and Danny Wimmer Presents, they do such a great job with everything, and Danny has a knack for picking out every awesome rock band that is currently active.
Yeah.
So it brings rock fans or metal fans, heavy music fans from all over the state, all over the country. I've seen people on the internet talking about flying over from different countries even. So it brings folks.
It's international. Yeah. Tim, I want to thank you so much, and I want to wish you the best of luck. I know you don't need it, but best of luck on Thursday, and here's to a successful festival. Thank you for joining us today on Insight.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate it. Good to be here.
Tim McCord, the guitarist for Evanescence and a proud Sacramentan, he said it himself, they'll be performing on Thursday at Aftershock. Thank you to our producers, Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, and managing editor, RM Sarkissian. I'm Randall White. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll catch you back here tomorrow with Vicky Gonzalez.